Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Murray, back again with another edition of The Open Stage. Good to be back again. And today I have a very special guest. Her name is Karen Dale. She's the founder and CEO of Chords of Courage. But I also know Karen through both of our involvement with the Songwriters Association of Washington. So welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Yes, you know, I've known about your organization for a while, so it's good to have you on and spread the word about your organization, which is called Chords of Courage. I did have a little background of the organization on my show page, but Karen, why don't you go right in and tell us a little bit more about what Chords of Courage is and what it offers songwriters.
You bet. A few years ago, I just got fed up, Michelle. I was so sick and tired of all the negative messages coming through every sort of media. At some point, it just gets depressing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And so it's so hard for us as adults. How must it look to kids, to young kids trying to find a place, their place in the world? So I thought about how I might be able to do that, and I wanted to combine how I might be able to help that, to address that. And so I combined the three things that are really most important to me. One is stepping up to make a difference. Another is impacting young people toward the betterment of our future. And three, doing it in really the only way I know how, which is music. And so I came up with Chords of Courage, and our goal is really to change the conversation from the demoralizing and the cynical to the hopeful and inspirational, and do it one song at a time. Use music and videography as a catalyst to empower participants to recognize that they have the ability and even more importantly the responsibility to make a difference in the communities in which they live. We really believe that by creating socially conscious music today, we create socially conscious citizens for tomorrow. I've been so incredibly fortunate to work with some amazing songwriters and musicians. You might know some of them. I know you know some of them.
Oh, I do.
Some of them
I
have
do.
Even been some of them have been guests on your show.
Sure, yeah.
like Laura Barron. There's Robert
yes.
Klein, Kevin Dudley, who's on our board, Aaron Myers, Robbie Magruder, Lisa Muscatello, David Yarborough, Bobby Betlievsky. There are so many incredible musicians and songwriters that I've had the privilege to work with on Chords of Courage. And we actually have a number of opportunities for songwriters. Part of my vision in all of this, Michelle, was to be able to find a place where musicians can step up and make a difference while also, you know, benefiting them financially where we can. So some of the things that we are looking for from musicians or opportunities that we have for musicians, particularly songwriters. One is we are looking for songs about people of particular courage who meet the Chords of Courage criteria. So if you're a songwriter and you're interested in what we do, I'd love to speak with you about our criteria, what we're looking for, and how we would use the song. We're also looking for songwriters in the D.C. area and the Frederick area who are interested in working with us, teens and adults, to help them create powerful songs. There is some remuneration available, and I'd love to hear from folks. So if anybody out there is listening and wants to know more about this, please write us at info@chordsofcourage.org.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great way for, like you said, songwriters, you know, people looking to make a difference in a creative
right.
way. We're kind of, you know, music, like you said, is just a way to bring everybody together, so...
It is the universal language.
Yes, yes.
You know, every culture has its own bread. Whatever kind it is, it has its own bread, has its own clothing, its own style, a uniform that reflects that culture. And every culture has music in whatever way, shape, and form. And if we can use music, it reaches into the hearts of people. If we can use music, visual images. We have 11th graders at a school here in D.C. who are creating a video to accompany our song, This Rose Is Gonna Ride, written by Kevin Dudley. They heard the song, they loved the theme, and they are creating a video with us, of course. And the 11th graders decided that as the lead role of the lead performers in the video would be elementary school students, that it would send a powerful message. And we loved it. And we can't wait for the final result. We were there for the filming. Oh, it was fabulous.
And when this is done, this will be posted on your website?
You bet. The song is already up there. But as soon as it's the editing is done and it's all put together, it will be on our website. Part of what we are doing is, as we build our music library, we have songs and music videos, we are creating packages. Every song and music video has a discussion guide prepared by a teacher to help teachers and youth leaders use the song as a jumping off point for discussion on any number of topics. It could be in a classroom, it could be in a youth setting, but topics such as social studies, political science, U.S. government, international relations, music, so many things. Our programs meet STEAM criteria. Are you familiar with STEAM?
I was just going to ask you, because I'm looking at your website and you talk about these programs that you offer in classrooms. So, yes, let everybody know what STEAM stands for.
Well, I think folks have heard about STEM. Well, STEAM is a movement. It was championed by RISD, the Rhode Island School of Design, and it's been widely adopted by schools across the country. One of the objectives of the STEAM movement is to encourage the integration of art and design into education by adding arts to STEM. And STEM is science, technology, and math. And so Chords of Courage is putting the A in STEM. It's putting the STEAM in STEM is what we like to say. And we're so excited to do it and be part of this whole growth of recognizing that arts makes a difference. So many schools will tell me, we don't have an arts program. We don't have music. We don't have videography. We don't have art. It's been cut. The budget is cut. Now there is a lot of money that is being raised to bring arts back to schools, both within school budgets and from foundations and interested parties outside the school setting to bring arts to kids today, because it's been proven that it increases, shall we say, brain power by using that kind of right side of the brain.
So would the school contact you, because I'm looking and it says that there's a short program where you would come into the classroom, a longer program, and then teacher training on how to use Chords of Courage programs and the video production. So is this usually that the school would contact you or you would reach out to the schools?
It's a great question. Last spring, we were brought to a public school in Falls Church, Virginia, by its music teacher, Lauren Carpell. She raised funds for us to work with the students there. The teachers selected the topic of civil rights, and the students selected Odetta. Do you remember Odetta?
Yes.
She was considered one of the voices of the civil rights movement. Her name was Odetta Holmes, and they selected her as their song subject. The students delved into her life and the experiences, as well as the time in which she lived. And with the guidance from an award-winning songwriter you might know, Steve Coffey, they wrote a powerful song about Odetta Holmes, who was a civil rights activist. Steve did an incredible job working with the kids to help them, to pull from them whatever they had to give to create a song, which they did, called Singing with Odetta. And the students not only performed their song in front of the entire grade, but they were inspired to start an anti-bullying campaign. And that's really what we're all about, is whether we're in the classroom writing a song, or we're with a youth group, or the teachers are using our materials themselves. Every one of our programs has a stepping up activity at the end. And that's really kind of the key. That's what makes us so different from any other program. And that's that at the end of the program, students demonstrate leadership skills by soliciting their fellow students to participate in a stepping up activity, like a community service. It would fit me, community service hours. And the stepping up activity is chosen as a in the spirit of the person about whom they either just studied or written a song. And it's really, it's an amazing process to watch how the light bulb just gets turned on with these kids, and they recognize that these people did incredible things, and then they recognize, well, gee, we don't have to have gone through everything that these people of particular courage went through. We can make a difference, too.
Absolutely. That is wonderful. And, in fact, you mentioned a couple of songs. So I'll give you the choice of which one we're going to play first from the open stage jukebox, as I like to call it. You mentioned This Rose Is Gonna Ride. You mentioned Marching Feet Can Make It Right. So which song would you like to play first? And I'd like you to talk a little bit more about, you know, elaborate on the song itself.
I'd love to. Let's start with Marching Feet. And then I have this great story I want to share with you about how it came to be.
Okay, so we will play the song first, and I'll just say it's about Congressman John Lewis with lead vocals by Aaron Myers, and then Karen will explain more about the song after we play it. So, Marching Feet Can Make It Right, right here on the open stage.
John was born the son of sharecroppers, slavery in his veins. Loving family, segregated life, ignited his freedom flame. Schooled in books of bubbling blood, boycotts, races collide. Faces filled with evil, while the good ones turn the tide. John walked his mountainside. Hallelujah, we sing. riding freedom's train. The north sound more powerful to equal the marching beat of a determined people. The status quo has got to go. Marching beat can make it right, I know. No, no, marching beat can make it right, I know.
Marching Feet Can Make It Right here on the open stage, and that is one of the songs written for Chords of Courage or inspired by it. Karen, tell us a little bit more about this song.
I'd be happy to.
And we are speaking with, just in case somebody is just tuning in, we are speaking with Karen Dale. She's the founder and CEO of Chords of Courage. So, Karen, if you could tell us more about that song.
Happy to. It's a, for me, a great story. So I was working with a 12-year-old intern. I don't normally take 12-year-old interns, but it happened to be a young boy that I know, Josh Marchand, and he was going to do some computer work for Chords of Courage. But he was also a music student of mine, and together we decided, let's write a song. So we needed to find a person who meets the Chords of Courage criteria, and that means it's someone who's either performed an act of courage and suffered in the process, or performed an act of inspiration born of tragedy that resulted in positive change. So together we decided Congressman John Lewis was a hero for both of us. But as you know, who you know comes well before what you know. What you know has to last, but who you know gets in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, through a very dear friend of mine, we had Josh write a letter to Congressman Lewis on Chords of Courage stationery explaining what we were doing, and my friend arranged to have Congressman Sandy Levin of Michigan present Josh's letter to Congressman John Lewis in the halls of Congress. It was an incredible thing for us to have happen. As a result of that letter, Josh and I met with Congressman Lewis in his office for about a half an hour. It was a powerful experience. It was a combination. It's seeing your hero right there, hearing his words from his own lips. It was an amazing, it was breathtaking for us. So Josh asks a question. It turns out, as far as I'm concerned, to be the key question of the entire half hour, which was, if you were writing a song about yourself, what would it say? What would you say? And the congressman, without skipping a beat, responded, the first thing is, it would be upbeat. And that told us everything about him. With everything he'd been through, all the difficulties, he has a very positive attitude. And so Josh and I went back, and based on the interview, we changed a lot of our thinking from prior to the interview, and it resulted in Marching Feet Can Make It Right. It was debuted at Blues Alley, and we were very fortunate to have it aired on WPFW on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday.
And who performed that at Blues Alley? Did you have a whole show at Blues Alley? Was it part of someone else's show?
It was actually, the lead vocalist is Aaron Myers, and mm-hmm. it was his show at Blues Alley. He's a wonderful performer, absolutely wonderful. We found him, and again, it's all about networking. We found him through a friend of mine, Alan Harris, who led me to this woman, Holly Bainham, who has a recording studio. And I came in and I said, look, I wrote this song. I said, but, you know, I don't sing R&B. I don't sing hip-hop. I need somebody who can take this song, bring in the right musicians, and get me the flavor I wanted. So Holly ended up producing the song. She brought in Aaron Myers, and that started all the build-up for the song, Marching Feet. As a result of that experience, Holly Bainham became our director of music technology at Chords of Courage. And it's just been a wonderful relationship. And we're going to be bringing programs, both songwriting programs, into schools and youth groups, other places where teens hang out, and not only work on writing the song and the music, but also bringing in that music technology component.
That's a wonderful story and a great example of what your organization is doing. And I want to make sure I get these other two songs in the jukebox on, because we have about 9 minutes left, so I think we can fit them in. because
thanks,
it's great,
Michelle,
to be able to hear the songs that result out of this. So we have a couple songs in here, The Rose Is Gonna Ride, and we are, let's see if I'm saying it right, Malala or Malala?
Yep.
I'm not.
We are Malala, about Malala Yousafzai. She was the 15-year-old Pakistani girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban and lived to tell about it.
Yeah, so which one of these songs would you like us to play next?
Let's go.
So maybe
we
can talk. We can play "We Are Malala" since we were just talking about that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and Karen will talk a little bit more about this song after we play it. But I will mention that the lead vocals are by Lisa Moscatello, and music was by Karen Dale. Lyrics by Karen Dale and Laura Barron, who Karen had mentioned, she has been on my show before. Produced by Marco Del Mar, and the video is produced by Brian Savoy. So let's give it a listen right here on the Open Stage.
La 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 la. In my team, rising high on the wings of my dream, my heart yearns to learn. The winds of hate blow hard through my town. My sister's classrooms are all shut down, but in my soul a fire burns. Boarded our school bus, their act profane. My precious faith abused. Standing strong with all our might, it is our most important fight. This is the path we
Malala, Malala, Malala.
you, strong and true, Malala. Girls in school, we must break through. Malala, la 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 la
la la la la. Here on the open stage where I am speaking today with Karen Dale, the founder and CEO of Chords of Courage. Karen, we have a few minutes left. I definitely want to talk about this workshop that's coming up in May. And so why don't we discuss that briefly, and then we can play the last song in the jukebox.
Great. We have a workshop not only just for teens, but a songwriting workshop for adult music lovers and amateur musicians. These are folks who are not professional songwriters. It's just an amazing full-day workshop with accomplished music professionals. It's a great opportunity for collaboration. We come up with a finished song on a Chords of Courage subject. It's really an amazing experience. We call it SCORE, standing for songwriting, collaborating, out-of-the-box thinking, recording, and entertaining, because we end by inviting family and friends to, at the end of the workshop, to hear the song performed. It's going to be Sunday, May 22nd. It'll be in Cleveland Park area of Washington, D.C. And again, if anyone's interested for more, wants more information or to reserve a spot, just write us at info@chordsofcourage.org.
That's great. I was going to ask where people can contact, and you are already ahead of me there, so that's great. So Definitely check that out. Go to the website, chordsofcourage.org, and there is a lot of great information about the programs, and also there's samples of all of the songs we played today, and I believe some more as well. I think there's some videos up there as well. So why don't we, we've got one more song in the jukebox that we're going to close with this afternoon, and thanks again, Karen, for joining us. This is a wonderful organization, and I hope this is definitely raise awareness of this. So the last song here is The Rose is Gonna Ride, and I know that this is a song that you said was written by Kevin Dudley, who is a very talented singer-songwriter in the area, who's also involved with the Songwriters Association of Washington. So tell us more about the song.
Happy to. This Rose is Gonna Ride is about Rosa Parks. It's about her struggle, and I think he wrote it very much with Chords of Courage in mind. Our director of education, Susan Cody, who is this amazing educator, we're so proud to have her as our director of education, is now reaching out, is the one who's organizing the filming for the to accompany the video I mentioned before. That the 11th graders at the Washington International School are creating to accompany this wonderful song that Kevin wrote.
And with that, let's hear the song, This Rose is Gonna Ride. And Karen, again, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. And definitely keep us posted on how everything is going. This is The Rose is Gonna Ride right here on
Thanks,
the Open
Michelle.
Stage. Thank you very much.
My name is Rosa Parks, and I tell you about a time. Montgomery, Alabama, 1955. Tensions were high, spirits were low. Segregation was the law, and they called it Jim Crow. I was waiting on the bus, like I usually do, after work down on Cleveland Avenue. When you rode a bus back then, you had to mind where you sat. It was white folks up front, it was colored in back. But you know this rose is gonna ride. You know this rose is gonna ride. So I climbed on board and I paid my fare. I took a seat with my people there. As we rode through town, I barely noticed all the while that bus filled up. They were standing in the aisle. The driver hit the brakes. I said to four of us, you gotta give up your seats to the back of the bus. And I decided then and there I wasn't gonna move. I'm not giving in. No, this just won't do. But as you know, this rose is gonna ride. You know, this rose is gonna ride. Mr. Bus Driver, you can't keep me in my place. That move now is something I can't face. A policeman came and arrested me. It was $14 for disturbing the peace. So we took to walking in the rain and the sun. The whole country knew what we had done. We stood together. It's just a matter of time till we shut down that Montgomery City bus line. 'Cause you know this rose is gonna ride. You know this rose is gonna ride. Yeah, you know this rose is gonna ride. You know this rose is gonna ride.